Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here. We're in our studios in downtown Lansing, 109 East Oakland. If you ever want to stop in and kind of see the sausage made, you're certainly welcome. We have in the studio, however, an old friend, as a matter of fact. It's Doug Rothwell, who of course, is the executive director and the president of Business Leaders for Michigan. We knew each other way back when you were running MEDC.
Many moons ago.
And that wasn't even this century.
No, it was not. Jeez, this is making me feel old.
No, I hadn't even thought of that till I just said
it's
it.
True.
It was like last century, yeah.
I remember us hanging out over at the Radisson at Lansing,
yeah.
Right? To at different conferences, and you giving me ideas for how we could make small business a bigger part of Michigan. And
I'm full of ideas.
You are good ideas, real good ideas.
Well, once in a while they hit somewhere. But so in the interim now, you've moved on to several other things. One of them is this, and you actually started this organization.
Well, actually, yes and no. I mean, Detroit Renaissance was the predecessor organization, and what we did is we took it statewide back when the state was in free fall during the Great Recession. And the feeling then was, look, we can do everything we can for Detroit, but if the state's going down, mm-hmm. that's not good. And so, the business leaders of the state, I give them great credit. We now have 80 CEOs from throughout Michigan, biggest companies in the state, representing a third of the state's economy, $1 trillion of annual sales, 400,000 direct employees. They're all about trying to make Michigan a top 10 state. Yeah. And they've been sticking with it. And they're going to, we've got a new plan. We're going to try to put forward to get to that goal.
So we're going to get to the plan, but I wanted to share this with you. The Accident Fund Insurance Company sponsors this semi-annual Michigan Future Business Index we do. Biggest problem confronting the last maybe seven of these, so 3.5 years, has been talent, getting people. Are your folks, your constituents, your members, are they seeing the same thing?
Absolutely, and I would say it's a good problem to have, right? I mean, before we didn't have enough jobs, and
yeah.
Now we have, we're creating so many jobs, we need more people. And yeah, the problem is complicated, Chris, because we're a state that hasn't been growing in population that much, and so
yeah.
And we're getting older, so we have a smaller pipeline of talent. The governor's pointed out the knee issue that for too many years we probably de-emphasized people getting some technical skills that they need for a lot of the jobs that are being created. And the other is we still need more people with 4, 6, 8 year degrees too, because those jobs are growing. So we're trying to do as much as we can to encourage people and get programs in place to get more educated and skilled talent in Michigan.
Well, and we're all, and by the way, most of the states are suffering from the same thing. And it's part of
right.
that baby boomer. We're all going fishing and there isn't enough coming in.
That's exactly right. Exactly yeah. right. But again, good problem to have given where we were a few years ago.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I also reflect back and remember when you were recruiting companies to come here as head of MEDC, and you were so effective at it, then you had to turn around the next year and go out and recruit people to come and work in the factories.
We actually, at one point, as you remember, Chris, back in the late 2000s, is we actually were thinking about changing our whole business attraction program over to strictly looking at people attraction,
yeah.
talent attraction. And we're kind of at that place again where, one of the things in our plan is that we need to attract more college kids to come to school here because that is one way to fill up that talent pipeline.
Yeah, yeah. And then get them to stay, obviously.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. So listen, so you guys all get together and you kick out your economic policy for the coming year. Let's talk about that now because you've just done that.
Yeah. Well, so every couple of years we try to, reboot our plan, if you will. We'll look at it, see what other states are doing and how much progress we've made and say, well, what are the next steps we need to make to get to be top 10? And basically what it comes down to is, three things. One is you can never stop being and wanting to be more competitive in terms of your costs. So taxes do matter. We've got to make sure that we don't slip backwards in terms of all the progress we've made in Michigan. We've got to make sure that we lock in place some of the great fiscal practices that this legislature and governor have put in place, like getting budgets passed on time and structurally balanced. Second thing we need to do is we need to invest, though, like you would in a business, right? You need to invest in yourself. And so things like talent and infrastructure matter. Look at our roads right now. I mean, they need to be fixed. It's an embarrassment. And we need to make sure that we have the talent we need to be able to fill these jobs we talked about. And then last but not least is how do you grow the economy faster than other states? We think it's about having enough sectors of the economy that are growing faster than they are in other states. I think one we're going to have is mobility. That's going to be a great big engine of growth for us. But we need a couple more. And that's where it can be helpful to make some strategic investments.
All right. So here's the thing. Now you put the policy together. Now we've got a good direction to go in. Now are we at the advocacy level? So we're at the legislature saying, here's what needs to be done?
Yeah. So what we try to do is break it down into, you know, kind of manageable chunks. So this year we're going to try to make sure that we lock in place all of the policies that have been really brought our fiscal management back to where it should be. But then we're also trying to begin to do work to educate the candidates that are running for office, the governor, legislative candidates, to make sure that they're aware of this plan. And we've said to them, look, take it as part of your own policy platform. We don't care if you steal the ideas. Go ahead and take them. We'll support you doing that. And then last but not least, we're going to do a public awareness campaign, Chris. So we're going to be, you know, on cable, radio, digital media to try to really see if we can get, you know, people aware of these ideas.
Partner, we're going to help you with it because you do great work there. Doug Rothwell, the CEO and president of Business Leaders for Michigan. Thanks for being with us, my friend. It's always good
to see
you.
Chris. Good to see you.
We're going to be right back. Thanks for listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.